It's a holiday here in the U.S., but in the U.K. today, more fallout from the decision to leave the European Union. The head of the U.K. Independence Party, Nigel Farage, resigned from that leadership post today.
During the referendum campaign, I said, I want my country back. And what I'm saying today is I want my life back. And it begins right now. Thank you.
Farage was one of the leading voices in the Leave campaign. And as Britain prepares to leave, other countries are still hoping to join the EU, including Turkey. Joining us now from Istanbul is the BBC's Selin Girit. And Selin, where does Turkey's bid stand?
Well, Turkey has been waiting on the doorstep of the European Union for decades now, actually. It has been a candidate country for membership since 1999, and the accession negotiations started 11 years ago. But when we're talking about the bid for European Union accession, it's been a journey of over 40 years for Turkey, and not much has been achieved, unfortunately, for Ankara. Recently, though, the European Union has opened a new chapter in Turkey's membership talks. This chapter is on budget contributions to the bloc. This is the 16th chapter to be opened with Turkey out of a total of 35, and there are still five chapters blocked because of a dispute between Ankara and the government of Cyprus. So although there seems to be progress after long stall talks, there's still plenty of road ahead of Turkey's EU membership.
And how has the migrant issue played into the possibility of Turkey joining the European Union? The idea that the EU has recently made this deal with Turkey that involves sending undocumented migrants or illegal migrants back to Turkey, but at the same time, the idea that a European Union, full European Union membership comes with the free movement of people.
Well, the migrant issue has started to play a significant role recently as Turkey started to use this issue as leverage against the EU. The accession talks, as I said, were previously stalled until very recently. But in March this year, there was a deal struck with Brussels, the deal that you mentioned, that demanded, when Turkey demanded progress on its EU bid in return for taking back in migrants who wanted to seek asylum in Europe. Well, Turkey was also promised visa-free travel to the EU's Schengen area if it complied with a series of demands, like, for instance, changing its terror legislation or preventing corruption, etc. And the negotiations with the EU have started moving on. So it looks like the migrant deal is working for Turkey at the moment. But will it work to the extent of lifting the visa restrictions against Turkish citizens? Well, that is still unclear.
And of course, there are some European countries that do not want Turkey to join the European Union. What kind of opposition does Turkey face in its bid?
There are concerns in the European Union about the possibility of a future influx of Turkish workers predominantly. Turkey is a secular country with a predominant Muslim population. So that is a concern amongst many European countries, saying that this could actually change the character of the bloc. The possibility of Turkey joining the European Union has caused concern in many countries like France, Netherlands, Austria, Germany in years. And very recently, Turkey's bid has, we have seen, caused concern in the UK as well. That played a very prominent part during the UK's European Union referendum campaign. The Leave campaign warned that the EU was preparing to let Turkey in. They were saying 12 million Turks would be on their way soon. Of course, that was far from reality because there are still many years ahead of Turkey's probable accession to the European Union. Once British Prime Minister David Cameron has said it would take probably 3,000 years for Turkey to join the European Union. Well, that might be a bit of an exaggeration, but still, Turkey is nowhere near.
And of course, right now, Turkey is still reeling from the terrorist attack at the airport where you are in Istanbul. Last week, more than 40 people killed. And of course, we've seen a number of terrorist attacks in Turkey over the last year or so. What role does that play as people are so focused right now on security?
I don't think there would be an organic link between these two unless we're talking about enhancing cooperation against terror between Turkey and the European Union. After the Istanbul airport attack, that's what actually the Turkish president has called for. He said this could be a major turning point for enhanced cooperation. In the last year alone, Turkey has seen 8 major suicide bombings and car bombings, and these killed nearly 300 people. So, of course, the fact that such attacks take place in Turkey does not help the portrayal, the image of the country. The tourism figures have already dropped by 40%. But if we're talking about Turkey's EU bid, does this attack harm that bid? Well, probably they shouldn't have such an effect, because terror attacks have hit European capitals as well, cities like Brussels and Paris recently too. So Europe already knows how it feels. And there is that empathy felt towards Turkey's recent pain as well. But enhanced cooperation between intelligence services, between security forces, that seems as something necessary and something Ankara would be pushing for.
That's the BBC's Selin Giret speaking with us from Istanbul. Selin, thank you.
Thank you for having me.